at all.
You mean common sense cannot be applied to the obviousness analysis without some sort of documentation or testimony about what common sense is?
That is exactly what this court said in In re Zirkle, Your Honor. Let me quote. This is 258 F3rd, 1379 at 1385-86. This was a Federal Circuit review of a board decision.
Before KSR.
Yes, Your Honor, it was before KSR.
Right.
KSR, obviously, as we all know, deals with the reference to common sense and allows that if it's something's likely the product of common sense, it might show obviousness. Isn't that correct? Don't we apply that? Is there some caveat to that common sense notion that requires some underpinning of, you know, factual resolution?
Your Honor, when KSR was talking about common sense there, I believe it was talking about using common sense to combine multiple references for an obviousness analysis, and it was addressing whether or not this court's prior teaching motivation test was the sole basis upon which to combine references. And the Supreme Court in KSR said the inquiry is not limited to the teaching suggestion motivation to combine test. Common sense can also be used to combine the references.
So doesn't that signal a shift away from the views that were prevalent at the time of Zirko?
No, Your Honor, because common sense still has to be proved. It can't be conjured up out of thin air. It can't be the sole result of attorney argument and fiat. It's got to be based on evidence. And KSR said...
Aren't things so apparent that a consensus of common sense might be applicable? Not, you know, do we need experts? I mean, in this case...